Snow and Horace.
Yes, I gathered that. Did they see you moving the car?
No.
You know what to do.
Is Dick safe?
Yes. Now be careful. We must make certain they both drink about the same
time. Here they are.
Now there we go.
Hello, Horace. Where's Dixie?
Dixie? Hasn't he arrived?
No. Why, did he come on ahead?
Yes.
That's funny.
I thought he was coming with you, Horace.
Yeah, we had a spot of bother and changed over. Well, here's this spot list.
Is that all the stuff?
Yes, I think so. Blimey, look at that diamond.
Did you stick to the list the chief gave you?
He didn't give me the list, it was Dixie. Well, I say it's funny he isn't here, isn't it?
Perhaps he got nervy after that spot of bother we had.
It was a pity you shot that policeman, Snow. He's almost...
Oh, I couldn't help it. I couldn't help it. He was standing there, so...
Here, just a minute. Just a minute, Doc. How did you know Snow bumped a copper off?
How did I know?
Why? The chief rang up just before you arrived. He told us.
Blimey, news don't half travel. Why, we... What's that?
Who the hell is it?
It's all right. Nothing to be alarmed about. Diana, take this handkerchief. Tie tight this time. See if she can't talk.
It's all right.
Who is it? Who's upstairs?
Steve Trent. She's a reporter on the Evening Post.
A reporter? What the hell's she doing here? You picked a really good time to have a reporter hanging her back.
There's nothing to get alarmed about, Horace. It was the chief's orders to bring her back here. That's all we know. What you boys want to drink? Help yourselves, Snow.
Oh, thanks, Doc.
Go on, Horace.
Thanks, I don't mind if I do.
Well, we shan't hear from her for a little while.
Well, the boys are having a drink, Diana.
And they deserve it. This diamond is a whopper. Why, it must be worth a cool...
Blimey, I almost forgot I got another packet outside. Dixie handed it to me when we switched cars. Shan't be a second.
No, just a minute, Horace. You can finish
it. Back
in
the jiffy, Doc.
He's a hot-headed devil, is Horace.
Yes.
Well, cheerio, Doc.
Cheerio.
Stiff. Oh, I feel queer, Doc. It's a bit close in here, isn't it? Doc. Me throat.
Help me with this trapdoor.
Doc.
Quickly. That's done it.
What about Horace?
Will you look after Horace?
You better search
Some
him.
Time.
What are you going to tell Horace?
I don't know. But tell him Snow's upstairs with a girl.
We better fill Snow's glass again.
Here he is.
Blimey, what's the matter with me? I must be imagining things. I could have swore Dixie slipped me a packet when we... Hello, where's Snow?
He's upstairs talking to the girl.
Call the hell does he think he is? Ivan Novella?
He'll be down in a minute. Here's your drink, Horace.
Oh, thanks.
Cheerio.
Cheerio, Doc.
Why don't you drink?
Oh, I'm thinking of that copper. I hope to God Snow did him in proper. He had a good deco at us.
Oh, you're nervy, Horace. What do you want? A good, stiff drink.
Yeah, perhaps you're right, Doc. Yeah.
What is it, Horace?
I'm listening, that's all. Can't hear voices.
Why, should you hear voices?
Why, Snow, of course. You said he was upstairs.
Well, perhaps he's not talking just now.
And what the hell is he doing?
You certainly are jumpy, Horace.
For a man who's just made the best part of a cool 5,000, you don't seem very bright, Horace.
5,000?
That's right. That's going to be your cut of the Malvern job, isn't it, Diana?
That's the chief said.
5,000 smackers. Cool, that's what I call money.
That's what we all call money, Horace.
Blimey, will I beat the tannery?
Well, here's luck.
Thank you, Doc.
Drink up, Horace.
5,000. Cool, it fair takes your breath away, doesn't it, Doc?
It certainly seems to have taken your breath away. The devil's the matter with you, Horace. Are you on the wagon?
On what wagon?
Yes, you're not drinking, Horace.
Oh, on the wagon. Can you imagine it, Doc? Me on the wagon, eh? Me on the wagon. That's good. That's good.
Horace on the wagon. That's certainly funny.
I was only on it once, Doc, when I couldn't see straight up.
Well, cheerio.
Cheerio, Diana. Drink up, Horace. Why aren't you drinking?
Because I'm not a prize sucker, Doc. Stand away from that door.
Put that gun down, Horace. Don't be a damn fool.
Stand away from that door, or I'll blow your blasted brains out. Drink up, Horace. Are you on the wagon, Horace? Cheerio, Horace. Here, take this glass, Doc. Take it.
No. No.
What have you done with Dixie and Snow?
I tell you, we haven't seen Dixie.
Don't tell your blasted lies. His car's at the back.
Now, listen, Horace. If you take my...
I'm taking nothing from you or anybody else from now on, Doc. I'm giving the orders, see? Now, drink this.
No. No.
Drink it.
Here. I'll drink it.
You?
Yes. There's nothing in the glass except whiskey. Come, give me the glass. I'll prove it.
All right, Miss Clever, if that's how you feel about it. Here we are.
Thank you. Well, cheerio, Doc.
No, my face. My face. Oh, God, my face. Oh.
Smart girl.
What did you hit him with?
This revolver. I had it in my hand all the time, but I was frightened to shoot.
He's not dead.
No, but we'll soon. What's that?
It's Carr.
What the devil can that be?
I can't see very clearly the window. What? It's that woman, Miss Parchment.
Miss Parchment? Is she alone?
Yes, as far as I can see.
Open that cupboard door. We'll push Horace in there.
Oh, what about the river? Can't you...
No, we haven't time. It's all right. A hell of a time before he comes around. You still see that old dame?
Yes, she's coming into the inn. I say, Doc, who the devil is this woman?
Don't ask me.
She seems to be turning up all over the place. First she was at the little general, and then she was at the yard when Skid was bumped off, and now
I reckon she's a tech.
Well, what's she doing here?
Probably trying to find that girl, Steve Trent.
Well, she's got nerve. I'll say that for her.
She's coming through the bar parlor. Stand away from the door.
All right.
Good evening, Miss Parchment.
Why, Dr. Milton, how very nice.
Come in here. Drop that handbag. Drop it.
Very well.
Pick it up, Diana.
Okay. I do hope that gun isn't loaded, Doctor. Your hand is quite shaky.
Miss Parchment, what are you doing here at the First Penguin?
Well, really, Doctor, your tone of voice...
Miss Parchment, answer my question.
I came to see a friend.
Which friend?
A Miss Trent. A Miss Steve Trent. Now, don't tell me you've never heard of her.
How did you know Steve Trent was here?
How did I know? A bird told me, Miss Thornley. Not a little bird. Shall we say, a pigeon?
Doc, she's only stalling for time. There's something in the wind that...
Drop that gun, Milton.
Temple!
How the devil did you get here?
I came with Miss Parchment. I regret not having joined you earlier, but I had a little difficulty in locating Miss Trent. Steve, take his gun.
All right, Paul.
Would you mind...